This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Do you think that I might forget? Oh, my love is radiating further away.
You're with the Priest, the Pom, and the Poof on the Spirit Lounge, the show that explores sexuality and spirituality for our community.
A big thank you to the guys and girls from Roundup. And you are with Joy, the priest.
And Andrew, the poof.
And Peter, the panellist.
And we're missing Bertie, the pom.
She's off gallivanting, I hear.
Again. If you're listening, Bertie, we love you. We'll see you next week. Tonight, what are we going to do, Andrew?
We are going to explore a little bit about some of our favourite tracks and some music that we find meaning in.
Yeah, and music can be incredibly meaningful, and it can be healing, and it can be lots of different things. We talked one week, didn't we, about music as therapy and healing, and tonight we are going to talk about, we're going to introduce some of our tracks that are meaningful to us. And my first track, of course, has to come from the gorgeous Katie Lang, doesn't it?
I knew as soon as we started, as soon as we suggested doing this show, I knew that Katie Lang would feature on the playlist.
Look, even before I knew I was a lesbian, I fell in love with Katie Lang, and I went along to a concert and I'd purchased all her CDs, and I was in a church that thought that I should be straight, and they were trying their best to make me straight when I realised I'm actually a lesbian.
Did they steal your CDs?
They told me I had to destroy them all.
Really?
They did. They said, you must get rid of Katie Lang.
Oh, here I was joking about it, and it actually really did happen.
So I left the church and took my Katie Lang with me.
You chose KD.
Yeah, aww. I chose KD over the church. So my first track tonight that means a lot to me because of that story is Constant Craving by the gorgeous, the wonderful Katie Lang. And yes, that was Katie Lang with Constant Craving. And Heath out there on the desk, he's been singing along to it.
He has been singing along. I poked my head out the window and I thought, oh.
Who's that singing? If you want to SMS or email us or ring Heath, we'll give you the numbers in a minute, and let us know your favourite songs and why, we will, over the next few weeks, play them for you and dedicate them to you. So you can SMS on 0427JOY949, or you can telephone Heath.
1-300-JOY-949.
That's 1-300-569-949 for some of them who don't have those up-to-date phones.
Yes, without the little letters on them.
Or you could email onair@joy.org.au. So send us your favourite songs, and over the next few weeks we will play them. Andrew.
Yes, I have, as we've just been talking about, songs which are meaningful to you. So this next track is one that I've chosen. It's Caveman Days by Kate Miller-Heike. She's one of my favourite artists. She's really amazing. This particular track is one of my favourite ones because I guess it's one that is perhaps not as well known by everybody.
And what's it about? Because I'm imagining you with a bear skin and a club standing out in front of your cave, but you tell me that's not true?
You're imagining me in a bear skin?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty awful.
I more imagine leopard print.
Yeah, it's probably more like it.
No, it's not about that. The song really speaks to me in terms of the aspects of community that I really enjoy. So it talks about, you know, the old way that people used to live in community, and the way that people used to just enjoy each other's company, and we didn't have any of the modern distractions that we have today. So that's the way that I interpret the track. But let's have a listen to it.
Once upon a time, long, long ago, people didn't bother much with clothes. When the sun arose, they all awoke. No one spoke. There was always ready company. No one had to eat alone. Everybody sat around the fire when the work was done. Life was pretty simple. A person had a role. God was everywhere.
Wow, that was True Colours, and that was my favourite, or one that has a spiritual meaning to me, because several reasons. One is, it was the Glee version, and I love Glee and the message it gives. And the second version is, I'm glad that I can stand out and be a gay man and show my true colours, and I think that is something that's important to me.
I love that track as well, by the way.
And I love the actions that were going with that track too, by the way.
There was a little bit of a chorus line thing happening.
Can I make a confession here?
Yes.
I've never watched Glee. I know. I know there's a guy in a wheelchair. I know there's a gay guy because I see the ads.
I can see Peter turning down your microphone.
No. We won't take away your gay license yet, but it is a wonderful thing that has a wonderful storyline about kids being gay in school. Now, when I went to school, now it was a few years ago, you got spat on at school for being gay, and that's what happened, and you couldn't be out and proud. And I recently, like 2 years ago, was at a school and I saw two boys holding hands in the courtyard, and I ended up speaking to one of the teachers there, and because we were there for a program, and I said, does that happen? They said, yep, it's fully respected in the school. And I was impressed with that, because I thought that was definitely not happening at, should I name and shame them? Yes.
No.
Name and shame some Anglican school out in the eastern suburbs, well, northeast.
I'm sure there'd be still a lot of schools where they wouldn't accept that, though.
Well, yes. So I must admit, the program where I was there was helping kids deal with, well, sexuality, drug addiction, eating disorder, talking to parents, and that was what the program was doing. So in that way, if a school's going to be having that type of program in their school, they're going to be more open to those types of things. But I still was very impressed and thought we have come a long way.
So this Glee, there's more than one homosexual?
There is more than one, and there are people in the closet who are gay, and there's lesbians in the closet as well. And
quite a big closet, really, isn't it?
Quite a big closet, yes.
What's going on in the closet, I ask?
So, and it's just people learning to deal with everyday life situations from, and I think it's brilliant.
The thing that I love about the show is that there's not really a character that doesn't have an issue to deal with. Like, they're all...
So it's true life.
Yeah, it's kind of melodramatic life, but yeah.
Well, guys, life. I will attempt to watch it.
Just watch at a couple of episodes. Episode. Look, I'm not exactly a great watcher of TV. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I have seen a couple of episodes of Glee, and you really should watch it. It's actually quite entertaining and quite a good message as well.
It's more entertaining than Oprah Winfrey, I hope. I tried to watch one of those episodes, but we won't go there.
Never mind, she's not on anymore.
Oh, no, Channel 10's going to keep replaying the old ones, I heard.
Probably
for the next 20 years.
What else are they going to fill the day with?
Yeah, exactly. So we're ready for our next track, are we, Peter?
We are.
Well, this is one you chose, right, Joy?
This is my one I chose. And when my gorgeous woman and I had been together for 6 months, we decided to get hitched. And it was very important for us to actually get hitched in a church. We're both Christians.
So when you say get hitched, how does that work? Because I know that I've been along to quite a few little, like, equal marriage rallies. So how do you, what's your interpretation of?
Well, it's a holy union, so it's like a marriage, but it's not official. Instead of, you know, signing the marriage registry, you've got to go over to your solicitor and get power of attorney signed over to each other and everything like that. Now, we did that before the ceremony. But for us, it is like a marriage, even though it's not official. We still committed to be with each other for life. And this was the song that we actually walked down the aisle to. We walked down the aisle together, holding hands. And this is a song, and it was From This Moment On by Shania Twain.
From this moment, life has begun. From this moment, you are the one. Right beside you is where I belong. From this moment on, from this moment, I have been blessed. I live only.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with Joy, Andrew, and Peter. And we're playing music that is meaningful to us. And if you want to send us your music, and we're going to play it in the future weeks, please SMS us at 0427-JOY949 or telephone Heath, who's out there busy singing, at 1300-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. And Andrew, your next track's got a very interesting title. It's Pop My Life.
I actually really like this track. It's one that I only just recently discovered on a podcast that I listened to. And it really kind of spoke to me. It's talking about the vocals in the track are talking about, like, longing for peace for everyone and, like, a place where a community of people are getting together and kind of wanting something better for the world.
So it's this theme of community again that was in your first track.
Yes, in my last track. That might be a common theme. Might be a common theme for me. I think it's quite important for my spirituality is actually just being in a community and that whether that be a faith community like I have at my local church that I go to, or when I come into Joy, I find that the sense of community among the friends that I have at Joy is really quite spiritual as well, and quite supportive for me. So I guess that's my little, that explains my little common theme, I guess.
Well, if you look back at Christianity and that Jesus gathered people around him and built community. You know, and they might have eaten together or they went off on long walks together.
Yeah, and it's about, like, spending time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love nothing more than to meet with a few friends and have a glass or two of wine and have conversation. And
at the end of the day, you can walk away feeling really like your spirit's been rejuvenated.
Yeah, you know. Challenged, affirmed.
Yes. Yeah. So I actually really like that kind of idea. I really connect with it.
Well, introduce your next song.
This one is Pop My Life, DJ Assad.
You. I'm thinking all the time. Just pop my collars. Just pop my collar for life.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're in the Spirit Lounge. We are playing all sorts of music today that kind of has some spiritual meaning to us, aren't we, Joy?
We certainly are.
And we played a little bit earlier. We played a track by Shania Twain, From This Moment On. And we've had the lovely Niles from Docklands comment that he really loved that song. He connected to that song and really was really touched by it.
That's good, isn't it? Because I think music and different sorts of music really does touch different people in different ways. And I think if you can find music that speaks to you. And I've actually just been away for a short break, and life hasn't been that easy recently. And I thought, well, I'll take a few days out. And I had some music on my iPod that really spoke to me. And I actually went down to an area near Lockard Gorge. And there's an area, if you walk about a kilometre, you can sit and watch the waves come up against the rocks and spray. And I just love sitting there listening to music and spending time by myself, because no one else is stupid enough to walk down there, really.
So you had the place to yourself.
I got very wet coming back. It's a long way, that kilometre, the car and the pouring rain. But one of the tracks I played, it's just this track that every word was so true to what I was feeling and where I was at. And it's by a woman called Sandy Patty, and she's an American singer, and she was actually ostracized for a long time by the Christian community in America, who wouldn't play her music because she had an affair with her backing singer. And it came out, she was married, she had children, it came out that she'd been having an affair with this man who was a backing singer. And so she was really ostracised and went through a really hard time. And so this song, I guess, really speaks to me because she's been through a tough time and knows what it's like. So it is When Life Gets Broken by Sandy Patty.
Reaching out with no one to hold, you've been abandoned with no place to go, wounded and wanting such desperate times, cold, bitter tears are filling.
You're on Joy 94.9 in the Spirit Lounge with Joy and Andrew and Peter. If you'd like to join in our conversation and let us know what you think of our songs, which we find spiritual meaning in, or if you want to share your own song with some special meaning to you, send us a text message 0427 Joy 949. Or you can phone the lovely Heath. He's waiting to talk to you out there. 1300-JOY-949. Or you can even email onair@joy.org.au.
Are you going to talk about this SMS we received?
Yes, we've had Sanjeev has texted in and said, I never thought I'd hear Sandy Patty on Joy. What a pleasant surprise. Thanks for this. Just the song I needed to hear right now.
There you go. Isn't that nice?
That's so good. Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
See, someone appreciates my taste in music.
I was saying while we were playing that, I was saying, I actually had to have it explained to me who Sandy Patty was and her incredible story. So
she's probably my generation rather than yours, though. You're very young.
Yes,
But I know who Sandy is, and I'm not kind of...
No, you're sort of in between, aren't you? I actually went to see her when she came out to Australia for The Fall from Grace.
Well, really? Can we ask what year that was? I'm just trying to think of...
Oh, I can't remember. I'm not going to remember. It would be the late... Oh, the early 80s. I think I was... I just left Marysville. Oh. I'd been living in Marysville and I came.
No, I don't remember the early 80s.
Mid-80s, babe. You were telling lies and that's not for... So
I don't remember the 80s either.
Andrew, stop talking about age.
Yes.
Don't be ageist.
I'm not being ageist.
Just because I'm an old lesbian, there's no need to pick on me. You young woof thing. Tell us about your next track.
My next track I selected because the vocals in this track really kind of epitomise what I would, the kind of person who I'd like to meet and the kind of relationship that I'd like to have. And it is, some of my friends say that I do have Disney taste in music, and it is it is a little bit that way. But I just really like it. And when I'm feeling kind of down and whatever, I'll have a listen to this
one. It's not off The Little Mermaid or something, is it?
No, it's not. It's by Jesse McCartney called Beautiful Soul.
SMS 0427 JOY 949. Our line is open for your feedback.
Another pretty face. I don't want just anyone to hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul.
Spirit Lounge with Peter, Joy, and Andrew. Now, Heath out there, and all of you listening, get ready to sing along because we've got Peter's next track. And what is it, Peter?
It's Hallelujah from K.D. Lang.
Oh. Isn't she gorgeous? Just,
this little silence is me silently protesting two K.D. Lang songs on
overruled.
One show. Overruled. I got voted out.
We're going to have a whole program of all K.D. Lang
voted
day,
off
just,
the island.
Just for you.
I don't see. This is the other great thing that I love about this show is that we do have such diversity. Like, I don't even own a K.D. Lang CD.
Oh, and you call yourself gay.
I can see my pink card's going to get taken from me.
Yeah, and I haven't watched Glee, so it might be even there.
I was just going to say, there are several reasons why I like this song. Of course, there is the Shrek version.
I do like the Shrek version. That's the version I know.
And I like, because it's actually quite, well, I don't know if people know this, Hallelujah is actually means praise be to God. And praising, and in the song, there's different situations which you need to praise God in. And life is not always rosy. You know, crap does happen.
Often.
And often. And... it's dealing with that, and that's where I think, for me personally, religion helps dealing with the crap that occurs in life, and that's my way of dealing with it, because there are negative ways of dealing with it as well.
So this song kind of, in a way, helps you to remember to still be grateful even in the bad times.
Yeah, well, definitely, and I My father had gone through, I'll talk a bit about myself, had gone through the horrors of the Second World War. And one thing he always said to me was, be mindful no matter how bad things are. They can, A, always get a lot worse, and B, just be thankful that you're eating every day. Because my father remembers when they didn't eat for weeks on end. And I've never been through that. So, something to always remember.
I think it's good to have those little cues to help us remember things like that.
And, building monuments. I always like to build monuments. And, in this way of building a monument. Now, did you just want to go through our messages?
Yes, but just messages. Before we play K.D. Lang, we just want to acknowledge messages from Steve the Truckie, from Anne at Croydon, and Sanjeev, who's messaged back. And they have requested songs, which we're going to play in the next couple of weeks for you. And we got this lovely message. We don't know who it's from, but it says, "Well, forgive Andrew for being young because he's got the adorably cheeky smile to get away with it." There you go, Andrew.
I'm blushing. I'm curious to know, because radio is not exactly a very visual medium. Curious to know who that is.
They've been looking up the website, haven't they?
Maybe.
Why don't you tell them what the website is?
Oh, yes. Sorry, we don't talk about that nearly enough. If you want to read through some of the things that we've been talking about and see links and stuff to our show, also the podcast is up there. You can go to joy.org.au and follow the links through to the Spirit Lounge, or there's like a direct way to get there. The address is spiritlounge949.weebly.com. So that's Weebly is spelled weebly.com. And you can kind of read all about all the Priest, the Pom and the Poof, and you can listen to our podcasts, and there you can leave your feedback there, comment on what we've been talking about. You can also find us on Facebook if you like. That's another way to connect with us. Just type in Spirit Lounge 949 into Facebook and it should pop up.
And don't forget that next week is the Radiothon.
It is.
Yeah, and we want to get people who are listening to this program to join Joy 94.9 as members.
Or renew.
Or renew, yes.
Join or renew, and just show your support for our community's voice. And I think that's really kind of what's important to me, is that we do kind of have a little bit of a voice.
And I think it's exciting that we've got such a varied voice, that we have so many different programs. And I know that people at work who are straight listen to Joy because they say that they enjoy the variety. So keep us on air. And don't forget next week. Now, we're going to say goodbye, and we are going to hand over after Katie Lang to Hang 10 with Lisa and Lonnie.
So thank you for joining us tonight. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.